If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this May Sunday, the 13th, Mother's Day, we're happy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're still rejoicing here at Worth Baptist Church in the great blessings that God gave us during our spring revival. Souls came to know Christ as their personal Savior. People were added to the church, and God's people were revived. Now, as we begin this Lord's Day, we give to you a special invitation to come and share the good things of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, the Bible only. We study the Word of God. We are currently in a series of studies on the great men of the Bible. Today we study the life of Gideon, God's brave leader. And our lesson today will be based on the book of Judges, chapters 6, 7, and 8. And then our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock. I believe you'll find a warm welcome, a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God today in the Sunday morning worship hour. Our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. Again, we're expecting the blessings of God upon us this Lord's Day here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. I trust that you'll plan right now to get the family together and come to Sunday school today at Worth Baptist Church at 10 o'clock, and I trust that you'll plan to attend the services of worship at 11 this morning and 7 this evening. I mentioned in the last two broadcasts the new book of sermons entitled Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. I would be happy to have every listening member to have this book in your home. In this book, there are 7 sermons on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would like to have a copy of this book, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming, write us this week and inquire how you can receive a copy of this new book of sermons, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled The Bible and the Security of the Believer. I shall read from 2 Timothy chapter 1 at verse 12. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to Thee today with grateful hearts for Thy blessings upon us. We thank Thee for the Lord's Day. We thank Thee that Thou hast designated a time and a place for us to come apart and worship Thee. It would be our prayer now that as this message fills the air, that many might come to know Christ, that there would be those who are away from Thee and out of touch with the church, who would be resolved in their hearts and minds today that they will return. Speak to hearts in their homes, in their businesses, as they travel across the highway, wherever they are today. May this message by the Holy Spirit bring comfort and encouragement to many hearts. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. Now in 2 Timothy chapter 1 at verse 12, Paul writes, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." There has always been a question in the minds of some people concerning the eternal security of the believer. The basic question is this: can a truly born-again child of God ever be lost? It is the purpose of this message to answer this age-old question from the Word of God. My message is entitled, "The Bible and the Security of the Believer." Before answering the basic question, we should establish four things. Number one, salvation is of the Lord. We read in Psalm 3:8, "Salvation belongeth to the Lord." In Ephesians 2:8 and 9, Paul declares, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And in Titus chapter 2, Paul writes, saying that he has redeemed us, Christ has redeemed us, not by our own good works, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he hath saved us. Number two, there is a difference between true believers and mere professors. There are those who profess but who do not possess salvation. It is impossible for men to judge this, because the Bible declares in 1 Samuel chapter 16 at verse 7 that man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Only God and you know your true spiritual condition today. The Bible teaches us that some will go into eternity thinking they're saved, but all the time they're lost. Jesus says so in Matthew chapter 7, "In that day many will come and say unto me, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And Jesus said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you." The third thing we establish, there is a difference between salvation and rewards. Salvation is a gift. Rewards are earned. Salvation is a present reality. Rewards are a future potential. The fourth thing we establish is this: it is possible for a believer to lose three things. One, a believer can lose the peace of God. Note, I did not say peace with God, but the peace of God. Peace with God relates to the salvation of the believer. Paul writes in Romans 5:1, "There is therefore now, being justified by faith now, we have peace with God." But the peace of God relates to daily living. So the believer can lose the peace of God, but not peace with God. The second thing the believer can lose is his rewards. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 at verse 15, "If any man's work be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." The third thing the believer can lose is the joy of his salvation. David, after his terrible sin, cried in Psalm 51, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Now, the basic question: can a born-again believer ever be lost? I want to share with you seven reasons why the believer can never be lost. One, the believer can never be lost because of the direct statement of the Scripture concerning his security. We read in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." When Paul said that this work would be performed, he meant it would continue to be performed. Performed until the day that Christ returns again. In the book of Romans chapter 8 at verse 35, Paul asked this question: "Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or nakedness, or famine, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things it is written, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The poet put it this way, once in Christ forever, nothing from his love my soul can sever. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. The second reason a believer can never be lost is this. Eternal life is a present possession. I've heard some people say, well, we'll all be saved in the end. Some think that eternal life comes at the moment of death. What does the Bible say? In John 5:24, Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, that's present tense, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Jesus said, salvation is now a present possession. Paul says in Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Right now we are free from condemnation if we're in Christ Jesus. So Paul says that salvation is a present possession. In 1 John chapter 3, at verse 1, the beloved Apostle John writes, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. In this very moment, in this life, in this age, right now, if you have Christ Jesus in your heart, you are a son of God, and salvation is a present possession. Listen to the words of the poet who said, so near, so very near, nearer I could not be, for in the person of his dear Son, I'm just as near as he. So dear, so very dear, dearer I could not be, the love wherewith he loves his Son, such is his love to me. The third reason I say a believer can never be lost is this. He has been placed into the family of God by a spiritual birth. The relationship between God and the Christian is a father-son relationship. We read in Romans chapter 8 at verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1 at verse 11 we read, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Paul writes in Galatians 3:26, ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. So then, our relationship to God is that of a child. A child can disrupt his fellowship, but never rupture his relationship. We are God's children, and he will never cast us out of his family. Jesus said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. There is a fourth reason why I say the believer can never be lost. And that is because his life is hid with Christ in God. In Colossians chapter 3 at verse 3, Paul writes, ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Beloved, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are safe and secure. Whatever else might happen, because we are hid with Christ in God, nothing can reach our soul. Now the devil can get after us. The devil can make it difficult. The devil can trip us up. But the devil can never get our souls because we are hid with Christ in God. In the book of the Revelation chapter 2 at verse 1, Christ is pictured as holding the churches in his hand. Now, there are two uses of that Greek word, kratio, which means to hold. There is a genitive use, which means to hold a part of something. Then there's the accusative use, which means to hold the entire object. In the Revelation chapter 2, the accusative use is incorporated. In other words, Jesus Christ is holding us entirely, completely, totally in his hand. So we know today that in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are eternally saved. We are eternally secure. John put it this way in his gospel in the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 27. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Listen to this now. "They shall never perish. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." In the hand of Christ, you are eternally saved. It matters not what you've heard or what you've been told. The Bible clearly, emphatically declares that once you are in Christ, you are in Christ forever. Once you are saved, you can never be lost. Once you have been born into the family of God, once you have become a child of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, once you have had your sins washed away, once you have been adopted into the family of God, once you have been pardoned and justified by faith in Christ, you can never, but never, be lost. I'm glad that God gives but one kind of life, and that is eternal life, everlasting life, life that shall never end. We shall live forever with Him in the glory world. Why? Because he has saved us not just for time, but he has saved us for all eternity. There's a fifth reason why we say the believer can never be lost, and that is this: because the believer is sealed with the Holy Spirit. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 that we are sealed with the earnest of the Holy Spirit. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are sealed by the Spirit of God. The purpose of a seal is to indicate ownership and to indicate protection, to ensure safety. The Holy Spirit is our earnest, our pledge, our token, our down payment that we are totally, completely, for time and eternity, redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Holy Spirit seals the contract that God makes with us, and we are forever His. Then there's a sixth reason why the believer can never be lost. The believer's salvation is based on blood atonement. We read in Hebrews chapter 9 at verse 12, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Yes, our salvation is based on the blood atonement. Jesus Christ has washed us in His blood. He has saved us in His blood. Therefore, we can never be lost. The word "obtained" in the verses in Hebrews that I just read says in reality, once for all He has obtained eternal redemption for us. It's in the perfect tense. And the word "purge" is in the present tense. And it speaks of a continuous action. Today, tomorrow, and forever, He is purging us of all our sins. You see, when God forgives us, He forgives us of all sins, past, present, and future. So the believer can never be lost because his salvation is based on blood atonement. Then there's the seventh reason why the believer can never be lost, and that is this. The believer's security is based on the honesty of God. God is honest. God is true. God says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Again, in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul says it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So our salvation is secure because God is honest and God has promised us eternal life. I've a footnote to my message, and then I'm through. The believer can never be lost because Jesus prayed for your security as a believer, and his prayers are always answered. In John 17, in his high priestly, intercessory, mediatorial prayer, Jesus prayed for all believers. He prayed specifically for two things. One, that all believers would be kept from evil, and two, that all believers would be with him in heaven. So I'm happy to report to you today that you, if you've ever been saved, you are saved for eternity. If you've never been saved, I invite you to come right this moment and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. All you have to do is open the door of your heart, confess that you're a sinner, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Even this moment, right now, by your radio, wherever you are, you can trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can be born again. You can believe. You can be saved forever right this moment. And I trust that you'll do it even as this broadcast will soon leave the air. And write us this week and tell us of your giving of your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. And then in the meantime, again, we invite you to come and share the good things of the Lord with us at Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth, and we shall look forward to seeing you today. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now, until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.